What are your memories of the attitudes of pupils and teachers at secondary school?
Again, not wildly different to those of sort of junior or school. The school I went to, and I went to a number of grammar schools because my father moved around in the Navy quite a bit. So predictably, we lived in the Navy ports, Plymouth port, well, what were then the Navy ports. Plymouth, Portsmouth, Chatham. Yes, and in each of those schools, the authorities, the head, and I guess the senior teacher were made aware of the fact that I was a diabetic, but it was they never ever referred to it that I can recall, and it wasn't generally known to. The class, my classmates, and I never gave them occasion to even ask the question, was there anything wrong? I mean, it may well have been that that they were completely and utterly discreet about it, but young kids aren't like that, are they? I mean, they'd be calling me a cripple, if the ones I hung out with. But that didn't happen. And so I wasn't aware, apart from when I gave them cause to be aware, in that I can recall, I think I was in the lower six form at Gillingham Grammar School. And my father, who was still in the Navy, had arranged, because I was a keen swimmer, to have me use the swimming baths, Royal Naval Swimming Baths, in the Naval Barracks in Chatham. And I used to go in there once a week during the evening, whether it was snow on the ground or what it was, to do lengths and a bit of diving. And I went in and said to the PTI, who was sort of in charge that evening, I was the only one there because there was snow on the ground, and I cycled in. I said, I'm going to do my lengths. So I got in, did some lengths, and he saw that I could swim all right, so he pushed off and did other things and left me alone in the pool. So I thought I'd do some diving. And did some diving off a springboard and came down too close to the board, caught my head on the back of the board, and by the greatest of good fortune, he came in to find me on the bottom, dived in and pulled me out. Anyway, I ended up in St. Bart's Hospital in Rochester, and yeah, I'd soon got over the trauma, being on the bottom of the pool and whatever else, but they then decided to rebalance the insulin, which had gone haywire as a result of this this shock. And it was then, I think, as I recall, that I moved from the twice a day soluble insulin that I'd been taking hitherto to this revolutionary new Lenti insulin that only required me to have it once a day, the effect of which would last for 24 hours. So they rebalanced me onto Lenti and kicked me out after 3 weeks.